Not at all. Not at all.
Well, how would you assess where your game is right now? This is the last time we'll talk to you before training camp.
Yeah. I'm pretty happy with where I am right now. In the sense that this whole OTA experience and now veteran camp was just an opportunity for me to put myself in a position to potentially compete when it comes to training camp time. You know, once again, I'm not in a position to even consider myself in a competition. But now after, you know, getting this base and getting the reps I've gotten in the last couple of weeks, I think that by the time training camp comes around, a little more, you know, work over this month off, I'll be ready to compete with these guys and see what I can do.
What's the plan for that work?
I'll be out in Orange County working with Tom House and Adam Dado and the guys over at Proactive, same kind of regimen that Cody Kessler was on this past offseason.
How valuable, you mentioned those reps, how valuable are the reps you've been getting with the first team?
It's awesome. It's awesome. You know, when you're out there with the guys who've done it for a while, some veterans who completely have seen everything, it not only helps me with my confidence, but also puts me in the best position you know, when I am wrong, to get it right. You know, the communication that you have with the center and the guys around you is everything. And for me to, you know, have the opportunity to learn from those guys within these reps this early in my career, hopefully will, you know, push me a little further ahead later down the road.
Has Hugh told you why he's been giving you so many reps and so on?
Not really. I mean, it's been a, you know, once again, an opportunity just to learn as much as I can. I think we all have the same mindset in the sense of this is all a learning game for me and trying to put myself in a position to compete one day. I think Coach believes that it's the, you know, the best for me to get out there and learn from the guys who've been doing it for a while.
How much has the game slowed down even a little bit through OTAs to the minicamp?
Quite a bit. You know, at the quarterback position, this game is all about confidence and being comfortable. And the more you know, the more confident you are. So as the time goes on, the more I become more comfortable with the playbook, the more confident I'll be, the better balls I'll be able to throw. And that's, at the end of the day, it's all about just completing passes and moving the ball forward and eventually trying to put up points. So once again, the more I know, the more confident I'll be.
If you were ranking things, what would be the most important thing you have to work on in this next 5 weeks or whatever?
Just becoming consistent. Consistently, you know, understanding the plays, consistently making the right checks, consistently, you know, putting the ball on the check down the right way. And all that comes with reps. So this is going to be a big off season for me this next month and making sure that I can continue to have the same reps I've had this last, you know, month and a half since I've been here and make sure that, you know, pushes into training camp the right way to get a little more consistent.
So do you take your playbook to Orange County and how sports?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'll be in that playbook every day if they allow me to. You know, as much as I possibly can, I want to continue to see these reps and get as many mental reps as I possibly can.
But aren't those guys just generic fundamental technique?
Absolutely. The work that I'll do with the playbook will be on my own. It'll be the same work that I do when I leave the facility here, just making sure that when I do get back here, I can have the confidence to step up with those ones and make sure we're in the right play
so
and get the ball where it needs to be.
Do you need to catch up more on that aspect of your game or on the physical technique aspect?
You know, there's a lot to this quarterback position. You got to be able to do it all. So there's more in the playbook that I'm going to need to know, and I'm sure that this is only percentage of the playbook that they've already given me so far, so I'll continue to learn with that. But also you got to be able to go out there and rip it. So it'll definitely be a balanced off-season in the sense that I have a lot of work to do in all aspects of my game.
On draft day, you know, you said your goal is to start as soon as possible and you didn't want to sit around and watch. Now that you're out here, you're actually practicing with veterans. Does that goal seem within reach?
Well, that draft day comment was quickly, you know, taken back as soon as I figured out that where I need to go. You know, there's so much that I have to learn. I'm still in the same position I was last time we talked, and that's just trying to put myself in a position to compete one day. I don't know if that day is now. It's up to them on when they decide to start, you know, comparing us. But for me, it's all about learning as much as you can and becoming as comfortable as you can so that I can compete one day for that starting draft.
Deshaun, what's the most difficult thing about this defense? Being the quarterback to play against it every day.
You know, Coach Williams is a guy who's so, you know, multifaceted on defense, you know, coming up with a bunch of different looks and in a bunch of different situations. You know, right when you get comfortable, you throw something new at you. Every day there's something new that's going in on that defense. I think that's going to be one of the biggest assets for me moving into this season is to see all these different looks. I mean, there's right when you think you have them, he's going to throw something completely different at you. And the way that we respond to that, you know, allows me to understand how our offense is systematically. Instead of going out and game planning against something like that, I get to, you know, get to see the roots so that when I do get out and start game planning for teams, I can kind of understand beforehand what could potentially be that game plan.
Deshaun, how does this offense suit your style?
You know, we push the ball down the field. You know, there's a lot of responsibility on the quarterback. Those are things that I like. You know, we can do a lot of things in this offense. And, you know, Coach Jackson has continuously proved himself as one of the best offensive coordinators in this league. So for me to be a multifaceted quarterback and to have the dual threat of running the ball, but also being in the pocket and making the right play call, I think I fit right into exactly what he's trying to do.
When you talk about the learning curve, is this truly a 7-day-a-week job for you now?
Oh, absolutely. As soon as you take a day off, you're going to be 2 steps behind the game. I like to consider this, I was just talking to my parents about it, I like to consider this like a calculus class. If you miss 1 day of the calculus class, you're set back for the whole semester. So I've been in that playbook as much as I possibly can and truly starting to figure out what my process is to learn this as fast as I can so that when it does come time to game plan, I understand the offense before, you know, he starts throwing different things at me.
What's the percentage of the plays in the shotgun versus under center?
You know, this, the way the game is now and the way that it's been taught to me, there is no true percentage on both sides of those. A lot of the things that we can do from both sides. It's going to be a game plan thing. It's going to be a situation in which, you know, the defense is going to dictate the way that we want to be. I'm curious to see how that goes throughout the season. But once again, we're just trying to put in the whole offense at this point and understand it systematically. So you're going to see everything from both styles so that when it does come time to game plan against a team, we can get under or come back.
You've been behind center more than at Notre Dame, right?
Absolutely.
How do you think you're doing it? You have that mastered?
Oh, I think that I'm a lot more comfortable than I was when I got here. Being under center for me, I think, is a huge advantage because it requires me to be more mechanical in my drop, be more mechanical in my throwing, which can create some more accuracy. When you're in the gun, especially at the college level, and you're not required to be, you know, super mechanical, then it can allow for your ball to fluctuate and the accuracy kind of goes away. But when you're under center and you have to take a 5-step drop to be on that perfect time to get that ball out to that receiver who's running the 4-5, 4-4, then it requires you to, you know, lock in. So it's definitely helped my game so far.
Sean, in addition to some of the nice throws that you made yesterday, I saw you had to overcome some adversity, you know, with a bad snap and then also, you know, with Jamie Collins just being right there and picking off that pass. What did you learn yesterday from some of those, you know, more challenging plays, especially with Jamie Collins fixing?
Well, I think that the challenging plays are the more valuable of the two. You know, you're going to see a couple great balls. Everyone can throw a great ball every once in a while. But the biggest learning experiences for me are those situations in which a guy who's a Pro Bowler, who's won a Super Bowl, you know, plays me like a fiddle and then comes off the edge and picks one off. You know, now I get to see what that looks like on film and be able to take those mental reps from that and learn from it. I'll continue to learn from this great defense, you know, throughout all training camp.
How did you do in calculus?
I think I did decent. I might have to go back there. That's so far behind me, I don't even know what a pen and paper looks like at the school level right now.
Sean, you keep saying that you want to just be in a position to be able to compete. Go ahead. In light of getting so many snaps yesterday with the ones, why do you keep saying that? Why do you think you're not yet competing?
Because there's a lot to learn. You know, this offense is very intricate. This game is very intricate. This is a completely different level. And to sit here and say that a month worth of learning that offense and being out here is enough to go be a starter would be really naive of me. There's so much more that I'm going to have to learn. I haven't game planned for a team yet. You know, we haven't gone in and sat down and put in the hours to prepare for Pittsburgh yet. So to say that I'm in a position to go start against that team, I'd be completely wrong.
I just...
Yeah, there's been a couple quarterbacks who I've been able to talk to who started as rookies, and a lot of them wish they did have some time. And from that, I've learned the mistakes that I've heard the mistakes that they've gone through in putting themselves in a position mentally to think that they were ready early, and that kind of can block off some of the learning things that you can have later. So those things have been all things that I've learned from myself to make sure that I understand that there's a lot more to this game than what's been in front of me the last couple of weeks.
Are there any names you share with us?
No, I'll keep that one to myself.
How do you feel about that? Like waiting versus getting out there right away?
You know, I just, the more time, the better. You know, there's only so many days up until game one this year, and I think it's obvious that the more time you spend in something, the better you're going to get at it. The more reps that you get, the better you're going to become, and the more confident you're going to become. Right now, once again, this my mindset is all about just learning, and when it's time to compete, and coach says, hey, look, here's the situation, and we all know the situation, then I can go out there and change my mindset when that time comes.
Pulling back that, I don't want to sit around and watch on draft day, pulling that back and pumping the brakes on that a little bit, was that your own decision, or did you have a little encouragement from, you know, Hugh when you showed up here?
Oh, he laid it right to me, and he said that, look, this is not about you playing right away. This is not about a timetable and when you're going to play. It's about you just learning as much as you possibly can and becoming a better quarterback. And that's been my mindset since the day he said that. I mean, the first time I stepped into this building as a Cleveland Brown, those were the messages that were passed across to me. And I'm going to continue to believe that until they tell me otherwise.
So, Deshaun, you don't know what the future holds, but if you had to guess right now from what you've learned, when do you think you would be completely ready?
You're going to have to ask Coach Jackson that.
Can you feel any timetable in your head? Not that there is a timetable, but can you feel, I think it's going to take this long to really get it?
There's no reason to even try to feel it. You know, I don't know. That's Coach Jackson's call. All right.
Pretty good?
All right.
Hey, thanks.
Thank you guys. Yep. Thank you.